burning fury, icy hot rage, wrath unlike I'd ever experienced. That had been my constant mood since nearly a month ago, when I'd been forced to walk away from my mate, from the man I could no longer feel inside my heart. A fact that infuriated me to no end because I only had myself to blame. I was the one who'd used my siphon power, the one who'd taken on dark energy, allowing that magic to break the protective barrier between Foster and me, which had nearly killed him. Me. I was the poison. I was the problem. Yet, I was also the solution. Though I'd yet to convince the stubborn Alpha Holden of that. He'd learn soon enough my willingness to be patient would only last for so long. The more my skin itched, the more I craved what I couldn't have, the less I was able to control myself. A witch descended from two powerful founding families, one who couldn't keep herself in check, wasn't what the supernatural community needed, but I had no qualms about unleashing my power if it meant getting Foster back. Once I had him, I knew our work wasn't even close to over. There were others who needed saving too, Charlie for one. I'd been lost without her the last few weeks. I didn't know how I'd survived living so many years without her before. But I wasn't letting that happen again. Moira would pay severely for taking the people I cared about away from me. She had taken my magic, my soulmate, my best friend, and my peace. Though I did have her to thank for pushing me to my limits, for forcing me to prove what I was capable of. That was the only thing to bring a smile to my face in the past few weeks. As I walked through the forest behind the main area of the coven, my magic ebbed and flowed freely from my hands, swirling around me in a comforting cocoon of power. The air warmed from my energy, and the surrounding animals quieted before scurrying away. I took a deep inhale and grinned while closing my eyes and turning my face up toward the dark sky. "I'm coming for you soon, Moira. You can't hide forever." She had run after the battle and hadn't stopped since, at least from what we could tell. Beatrix had trackers working around the clock to track the Dark Witch's energy signature, but it was never in the same place for very long. Something I was beginning to find more and more curious. Moira might have been running, but she wasn't done. I knew that much for sure. She hadn't gotten what she wanted from me, and by now, I was certain she had figured out that I'd taken most of my power back. The magic had been mine the day I'd been born, and then taken from me when my mother worried that the energy would be more of a curse than a blessing. I didn't fault her for her choices, but I wished I'd had a say in things back then. "Andy?" Beatrix's voice called from several yards away. I opened my eyes to find her staring at me with flat lips and narrowed eyes. "Beatrix? What are you doing out here?" she asked, even though I knew she was already well aware of what I did in the forest every day. "Communing with the earth," I said, my voice saccharine. The old witch narrowed her wrinkled green eyes on me, then tossed her silver hair behind her shoulder before stepping closer. "You know you're not supposed to be using your powers out here, Andy. You're making the coven uneasy." An eerie laugh escaped from between my lips. "I'm making the coven uneasy? What about me, Beatrix? What about all of the shitty things that have happened to me? Do I not get to be angry that I lost my parents, my aunt, my best friend, and even my soulmate?" A darkness pulsed within me. I gladly pulled on it, allowing that energy to keep pushing me forward. It wasn't Moira's dark magic, but it wasn't mine either. It was like the emptiness where my bond with Foster had been. Beatrix had tried to poke around and figure things out, but I'd yet to let her fully in. I wasn't ready to feel the anguish I knew was there. I couldn't break yet. I had to be strong, not just for myself, but for all the people we still needed to save. "Enough," Beatrix snapped. Her tone and the power that rolled off her shocked me. So much so that I took a few steps back and drew my magic inward. She pinched the bridge of her nose and sighed heavily. "You are going to be the death of me, child." Then her gaze bored into mine. "You have every right to be angry. But the time for dwelling on that and moping has passed. You are a valued part of this coven. But you are too powerful right now. You've yet to learn how to properly harness the new energy inside you. That is something we all have a right to be concerned about."